We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Greg Olson here to tell you about my new podcast, TE1. On the show, I had a chance to talk to my fellow tight ends who have revolutionized the position from an extra lineman to a dual threat superstar. And just like my guests have changed the game, this year, NFLSundayTicket.tv is revolutionizing your NFL viewing experience. Stream all the live out-of-market NFL games every Sunday on your favorite devices and never miss a moment from your favorite players. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use the promo code GREG88 at checkout and get 15% off your subscription. That's NFLSundayTicket.tv and the promo code GREG88. Subscribe to TE1 and get NFLSundayTicket.tv, an unmatched dual threat.
Blue Wire.
All right, welcome back to Big Screen Sports, the sports movie podcast brought to you by Blue Wire, and this week presented by DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket, DoorDash, and betonline.ag. I am your host, Kyle Bandujo. A quick Friday mini-sode drop. I want to talk about, and this is something I want to do, you know, in the months going forward, what's coming to streaming in the month of September. I did a very quick gathering of Netflix, Hulu, Prime, and HBO. Try to grab anything that is coming new for streaming free if you have these services that is sports related or just some stuff I plan on streaming this month because it's a movie or show I really love. If I miss something, holler at me on the socials. That's at @big_screensport on Twitter or the Big Screen Sports Facebook group. You know, if there's something new that has come to streaming that I miss here, by all means, go post it in the group. You know, it's something I want to see. There's something on Hulu that I'll mention here in a little bit that was posted in the group that is the first time it got on my radar. So I'm very appreciative of those, of anyone letting me know what is coming on streaming. First things first, the granddaddy of them all, as far as streaming services, starting with Netflix, not a whole lot that's sports related unless I really miss something and just not a ton that's coming to Netflix this month that I'm like, yeah, let's get this. The most sports-related thing that's dropping on September 1st, so it's out right now, is Not Another Teen Movie, which is just a real treat. And if you don't think it's sports-related, you are forgetting the incredible football scene featuring Reggie Ray, a knockoff of Billy Bob, played by the guy who played Billy Bob in Varsity Blues, R.I.P. Ron Lester. It's a great Chris Evans performance. Like, nice reminder, Chris Evans can be really funny. Same thing with Eric Christian Olsen. And then the guy who plays the coach in that movie. I talked about this on a past episode, just talking about high school football movies with Wes Blankenship, which I think dropped last December, if you want to go check it out. But the coach just being the ultimate, just screaming "God damn it" 500 times in the scene is priceless. I also enjoy Not Another Teen Movie. I think it's an awesome spoof. I am a huge fan. I actually have it on DVD. I didn't even need Netflix, but so I will probably at least throw on 30 minutes of Not Another Teen Movie this month. As far as sports related stuff that has already dropped, there's nothing. Two movies of note. Pineapple Express. I'm a huge Pineapple Express fan. I know it's not for... I think Pineapple Express probably underwhelmed for a lot of people. It was like Rogan and Franco, coming off, and Rogan's coming off Knocked Up and stuff, but I love Pineapple Express. And then also Sex Drive, which is a mix of the Clark Duke Show, the James Marsden Show, and the Seth Green Show. Sex Drive is really, really underrated. I love Sex Drive. Clark Duke, it's so interesting that he has these contrasting performances in Sex Drive where he's just the coolest guy in the world, or at least supposed to be, and then in Hot Tub Time Machine when he's just like a total just little bitch kind of, and he's great in both of them. I'm a huge fan. So I will be watching Sex Drive this month. I really enjoyed that movie. On September 16th, this is not sports related, but they dropped that new The Devil All the Time. It's the Netflix original movie. It's got Rob Pattinson and Tom Holland. And like, imagine saying this 10 years ago, but I am in on anything that Rob Pattinson is in right now. You think about, I go to Good Time, the Safdie brothers, the movie they put out before Uncut Gems, where he's just phenomenal. And he is just a legitimately very good actor. Obviously, the Batman is coming hopefully sooner rather than later. Although, as of today, production was shut down because Rob Pattinson tested positive for COVID-19. But I am intrigued in this Devil All the Time. It seems like small town. Rob Pattinson might be kind of a weird grifter, pastor. Not really sure, but I'm interested. And then on September 22nd, there is a Netflix original documentary. It's called The Playbook. It's a sports documentary. The description is, coaches with championship resumes share their personal rules for success in sports and life in this reflective and inspiring documentary series. I haven't seen anything else on it. No trailer or anything like that. But, you know, for a sports movie podcast, color me intrigued. But that's what we've got on Netflix this month. Moving on to Hulu. September 1st, what is dropped already? Any Given Sunday, Al Pacino, The Inch of Speech. That is pretty much all you need to know. That is one of the better depictions of professional football on film. It's got Quaid, it's got Cameron Diaz, Jamie Foxx, Lawrence Taylor. It is a gooder. Also Hoosiers, the classic basketball, Gene Hackman. Hoosiers is... It's interesting. Hoosiers has kind of been so take it or leave it for people nowadays. Like, it was so well regarded in the 80s, 90s as just this Hallmark basketball movie. And I know on this pod had Patrick Claibon from NFL Network on around this time last year, just talking about why it's not good, why he doesn't think it's good. And Hoosiers is kind of, it's almost vanilla in a way. I don't know. It's a really good Hackman performance, though. You know, it is worth streaming if you're the 1% of sports movie fans, if you've never seen Hoosiers, by all means. And then shout out to Ryan Yeager in the Big Screen Sports Facebook group for bringing this next one to my attention. Turkey Bowl, which it's also on Prime, but the description is, a 30-something urbanite is pulled back to his rural hometown by his high school buddies on Thanksgiving to finish the Turkey Bowl, an epic football game against our crosstown rivals that was snowed out 15 years before. This movie stars Badger from Breaking Bad, which is a thing I like. Something I also like, movies about getting the band back together. This seems like an ideal getting the band back together movie. Getting the high school buddies back together. I'm a sucker for movies like that. If your movie has a scene like classic Blues Brothers style of, hey, let's get the band back together, I'm in. You've got my money. I might be streaming Turkey Bowl this month on Hulu. That's kind of it for Hulu, though. I want to shout out Wanted, James McAvoy, Morgan Freeman, Angelina Jolie. That is when it's on FX, I'm in for at least two commercials. It's probably not something I'm going to turn on Hulu, but if you've never seen it on, it's worth a watch. I like Wanted. He's like, James McAvoy plays these like assassin, I guess. I don't know. You can go read the description if you've never seen it, but it's not bad. Amazon Prime. There's really nothing sports movie wise of note, unless I missed something. If I did, again, holler at me on the socials. They do have the Turkey Bowl if you don't have Hulu. I guess point to them. But two Dustin Hoffman classics coming on this month, Kramer versus Kramer, the ultimate divorce movie, and The Graduate. So that's a gooder, good on Prime, but we'll skip over it and head right to HBO and HBO Max, because they, a banner month for them. Now I will say, I understand, I guess HBO Now is different than HBO Max. I have HBO Max and HBO Now. I have one TV where I don't have the HBO Max app. I get HBO Max through my PS4, but I did not separate when I was doing these. If something's on HBO or something's on HBO Max. So September 1st, so stuff that has already dropped. It is a great month as far as sports movies on HBO because All the Right Moves has dropped, which we covered, I think, last year with the one and only Fred Siegel, a.k.a. Freezing Cold Takes on Twitter, or Old Takes Exposed on Twitter. It's the Tom Cruise high school football movie, basically right before he broke out and got really famous. The Replacements, happy belated birthday to Keanu Reeves. His birthday was yesterday as of recording. Did an episode on The Replacements with Richard Johnson, formerly of Banner Society, now of Moon Crew LLC. Him and Spencer Hall, Jason Kirk, Alex Kushner have a new newsletter out. I would highly encourage going to sign up for that. But cover that. I love The Replacements. Like that's one, whenever it is on TV, you have me for 3 to 4 commercials at the very least, if not the entire movie. Which is about as high a compliment as I can give. You get 3 or 4 commercials, that's basically an hour, at least 45 minutes. And I'm a huge Replacements fan. Another Gene Hackman. I prefer Replacements to Hoosiers if we're talking the Gene Hackman movies we've talked today. I would watch The Replacements over Hoosiers all day. Also, you get Jon Favreau, Orlando Jones. I could not be higher on The Replacements, but the big thing that HBO Max is bringing to the table this month is The Way Back, which is the new Ben Affleck, Gavin O'Connor directed basketball movie. It is something that I am absolutely going to be watching this month. I'll admit, I did not get out to the theaters to see it, and then, the world shut down. But I am stoked for The Way Back because I'm a huge fan of Gavin O'Connor's work in sports movies. Obviously, Miracle and Warrior are both two Hall of Fame movies for me. I was thrilled to see this coming to HBO. So this is The Way Back is probably something I watch within the next week. Some other movies of note on HBO Max, these aren't sports related, but stuff that's already on there. Blood Diamond, you get Leonardo DiCaprio's really bad South African accent, but I really like that movie. Dog Day Afternoon, Heist Classic, Pacino, Rob at a Bank. Point Break, another, again, shout out to Keanu and the RIP Patrick Swayze, probably the most handsome man of all time as Bodie in Point Break. But I will say I did not check and see if it was the old Point Break. I'm thinking out loud right now. If it is the new Point Break, just you're going to want to skip that one, folks. It's not worth your time, but the old Point Break, always worth the time. Shout out Johnny Utah. And then V for Vendetta, which is not for everyone, but I was that douchey kid who had a V for Vendetta poster in his college bedroom. I really like V for Vendetta. It might be something I turn on this month, but I am a fan. And then on September 26th, HBO Max, Just Mercy, which is the recent release. Again, not sports related. Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx. Michael B. Jordan plays a lawyer trying to overturn a wrongful conviction of an inmate on death row. It was very good. I was very impressed. That's all I can say. It is worth checking out, especially in these times. And then lastly, I want to touch on Apple Plus. I unfortunately do not have Apple Plus. It is not in my repertoire of streaming, which is truly unfortunate because apparently Ted Lasso, which is Jason Sudeikis, is an American football coach going to coach Premier League soccer based on, I don't know if it was an SNL skit or if it was just kind of like a random skit that I don't know the origins of Ted Lasso, but the small videos are funny. But apparently that series is really good. I've heard lots of good things. My buddy J.R. Hickey, past guest on this podcast, host of the So Many Screens podcast, he tweeted about it. I'm a little pissed that I don't have Apple Plus. So if you want to holler at me with that login, by all means, please do. But I am going to, honestly, of all the things on this list that I haven't seen, Ted Lasso is probably just behind The Way Back and then the new The Devil All the Time, the new Netflix movie, in terms of things I want to see. I might actually want to see Ted Lasso more than The Devil All the Time. So I am going to have to secure that Apple Plus login. I'm going to have to find that plug. But with that, that's what I've got for what's streaming sports-wise and just in general this month. If I missed anything, holler at me at the Big Screen Sports Facebook group or, you know, on the socials. That's at @big_screensport on Twitter or my personal Twitter at Kyle Bandujo. Monday's episode is going to be Everybody's All-American with Jeff Pearlman. It's a very interesting movie. That's also on HBO Max, actually. Dennis Quaid, Jessica Lange, 1988. It's a story that's not often told in sports movies, just about an athlete getting older. It's an interesting watch. It's kind of a long watch, but if you're someone who watches these movies as we go, it's a good episode. But if I missed anything, holler at me. Go watch Everybody's All-American or one of these other movies that I've talked about today, and we will catch you on Monday. Thanks for listening.